I'm just, would you say oats inner thrash or oats all thrash? Or what do you say?
I think you would say, now let me see.
Just what do you naturally say?
I don't think I would say oats ears, oats are, I don't know. but because the oats have been.
Don't think about it too much.
The oats. I've never heard that expression either, but I would say has been thrashed or is thrashed.
Okay. And if you knock at the door and they ask who's there, and then you might say, oh, it's, you're at the door. You might say, oh, it's.
It's, someone knocks at my door.
No, you knock at somebody's door, and they say, who is it? You say, it's.
I would tell them who I am, my name.
Or if they know your voice, you might just say, oh, it's.
Instead of saying, it is me or it is I,
yeah,
I would say, it is I.
Okay, if you go to the door and see someone you know, you say like, oh, it's only
you.
Okay, and if it's a woman, you say it's.
If I know her name, I don't know her name.
Well, yeah, you know her. I mean, you say it's.
I would call her by her name. I would say,
yeah,
Mary.
Yeah, so using
a verb.
A pronoun.
Pronoun.
It's her, it's she.
I would say, well, it is. It would be, oh dear.
Which would you
just
say?
I would say it's, if I'm expecting her and the person comes, I say it's she.
Okay, and talking about a man, you say it's
he.
And if two people are there, you say it's.
They are that. They?
Okay. Comparing how tall you are, you say he's not as tall as.
He's not as tall as I.
Okay. And you say, I'm not as tall as.
I'm not as tall as he.
Okay. And you say, he can do it better than.
I.
Okay. And if a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say, 2 miles is what he could go. 2 miles is.
2 miles. I don't get that.
Would you say 2 miles is the farthest or all the farthest he could go? Or?
The farthest.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, then
it's yours.
Okay, and if it belongs to both of us, then you say
it's ours.
Okay, and if it belongs to them, then it's
theirs.
And to him,
his.
And to her,
hers.
Okay, and when people come to visit you and they're fishing the way, you might say to them, what?
Oh, don't hurry.
When you say something, come back again. Would you say y'all or you all? Or?
No, I don't. I would say you must come back again. You come back again.
If it was several people,
I never use y'all, never. I would say you, and you can, what could imply the two people is visiting. You could say you all,
yes,
but not y'all. No.
What do you associate? Do people around here say y'all?
Yes.
Do you make certain associations with it? Or
well, they
does
mean.
Anything lower class to you or any?
No, like no. Most people say y'all. I've heard many teachers say y'all.
Why don't you say it?
I don't know. I just don't like y'all. It just sounds so. it just doesn't sound right. I say, you all come back. If I have several people here, now you all come back. You all come back. All, I mean all of you come back. Not y'all come back. You all come back. Or you come back. And if I say you come back, I'm speaking to each of those persons.